The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, June 6, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Sunday called from the headquarters of the National Civil Defense General Staff to speed up the sowing and harvesting and recovering crops, as well as fully restoring the electrical service damaged by the meteorological event that flooded large areas. He also called the attention to the damage to some 750 buildings in 10 provinces affected by the rains. According to the head of state, during the meeting, they contacted those territories through video conferences, which continue working on the recovery in the shortest possible time, he stated on his Twitter profile. Cuba on Monday maintains a downward trend in COVID-19 contagions, an achievement reached thanks to the established hygienic sanitary measures and the population's vaccination level achieved with the homegrown vaccines. Such results are evidenced by the report issued by Cuban Ministry of Public Health, which reported 18 new COVID-19 cases in the last hours. Only 137 patients are in hospitals, 136 of them are clinically stable, and one is seriously ill in an intensive care unit. In this context, the Ministry of Public Health reported that so far, 7,287,773 people have been administered the COVID-19 booster dose, which shows the high vaccination level of the Cuban population. The health entity pointed out that 9,966,280, a 90% of the population, have already received the complete vaccination scheme. Wearing face masks is not mandatory, but it should be worn in meetings, enclosed spaces, public transportation, and crowds. Those who wish to wear it all the time may do so. Already at the beginning of the Summit of the Americas, President Joe Biden is trapped between Latin America and Miami, and what he presented as a new relationship could turn into an embarrassing failure. This is what the Mexican newspaper La Jornada says in a long analysis by its correspondent in New York, David Brooks, who considers that the head of the White House is not finding the triumphs that are urgently needed. When President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced that he would not participate if the countries of the hemisphere were excluded, a position later endorsed by Bolivia, Honduras, and several of the countries of the Caribbean community, he forced the Biden administration to make explicit what he was trying to leave half-blurred, to choose between the Americas or Miami. For now, Biden and his strategists choose to privilege the relationship with the capital of the Latin American right wing, ignoring what Barack Obama, with him as his vice president, finally understood. The U.S. policy towards Cuba was damaging Washington's relationship with almost the entire hemisphere. And in the international agenda, we have that. The United Nations organization reiterated its commitment to strengthening Haiti's recovery capacity on the occasion of the celebrations for the World Environment Day. Fernando Hiraldo, resident coordinator of the UN in the country, recalled Haiti's vulnerability, constantly suffering the painful consequences of the degradation of ecosystems, the disappearance of biodiversity, and climate change, among other problems. This scenario affects food insecurity, which currently affects more than 4.4 million people, aggravating poverty and migration. Meanwhile, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will participate in the presentation of an initiative that seeks to promote pre-candidatures to state assemblies and the National Congress of People committed to the black cause. With the unprecedented project, entitled Quilombo, and organized by the Black Coalition for Rights, the aim is to increase the number of pre-aspirations of this race from several regions of the country to such instances in the October election. Thus, the coalition, a network of more than 250 organizations, makes its debut in Sao Paulo in institutional politics. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.